Dear Lord, give me patience, and I want it now.
Says it all, doesn't it? But patience, as it turns out, is one of the greatest blessings that we can ever have in our lives. Question is, where do you get it? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as we take another look at this whole patience thing from a different perspective. Dear Lord, give me patience now. I love that. It's an interesting phenomenon. The more connected we become, the more quickly things are delivered in our increasingly here and now world, the higher our expectations are, and the more impatient we become. Fast food, fast cash, 24-hour supermarkets, ATMs, internet banking, self-serve petrol, cashless transactions, all designed so that we can consume and incidentally spend more quickly than ever. Even in the workplace, the strong profit motive means that people are working longer and harder than ever. And with all that going on, people's fuses are growing shorter and shorter every day. That's what road rage is all about. A patience is like a hair trigger. The slightest pressure and bang, we're away. When people don't fit into the time or behaviour mould that we've created for them in our heads, we have a sense of humour failure faster than you can say, Jack Robinson. Patience? What's that? Well, that's interesting. Let's look at it from the other side. Let's say, well, what's impatience all about? Impatience is when we feel under pressure either because we're doing so much or just because our expectations have become so, well, deliver it to me quickly. That's what we expect these days. It's two things. I want to get my way and I want it here and now, not in a minute's time, not even in 30 seconds' time. I want it now. When I walk into the fast food outlet and they say there's a 2-minute wait on the hamburger, I go, what do you mean there's a 2-minute wait on the hamburger? I want the hamburger now. That's why I came to a fast food outlet. Think of it at work. I think that this person should do the job this way, but the person themselves, well, they have a different view. They think it should be done that way. We're under time pressure. The boss is pushing us for a result. There are deadlines. There's a workload and bang, there's an argument. We disagree. We have a falling out. We sit on the other side of the petition from each other, and yet we refuse to talk to each other. We don't work together, or we undermine the other one. That's impatience, and it's impatience about how someone does something. Another dimension of impatience is who. We have type A personalities. You may have heard me talk about this before, or others, and type B personalities. Type A are the aggressive, results-oriented people. You may have noticed I'm one of those. And a type B person, well, they're casual, they're people-oriented, they're relationship-based. And if you're a type A, I promise you, God will put a type B close to you in your life to teach you patience. What happens is we look at the type B person and we go, how can they possibly be so slow? How can they be like that? They just, come on. And so we get impatient with who the person is. Or you're in a queue in the supermarket and the person ahead of you has got an item that's not in the computer and you've been working all day and it's Friday night, you just want to get home and they do a price check and no one answers the price check and this poor little old lady who's bought the washing powder that's not in the computer, you just want to kill her, you know? You just want, come on, let's get out of here. We can be impatient about when. So we can be impatient about how and who and when. And it all comes down to the same thing. I want my way and I want it now. It's about me. I just want to be selfishness. I'm going to have a little tantrum here and I want it done for me now. This week and indeed next week on a different perspective, we've been looking at what the Apostle Paul talks about when he talks about the fruit of the Spirit. And bottom line, he says, look, we all have a human nature, and that human nature is selfish. And if we go and pursue that human nature, if that's the one that we live by, well, we're going to have fruit that's called impatience. We're going to have fruit that's called anger. We're going to have fruit that's called laziness. We're going to have fruit that is bitter and dry and sour. And when other people come and taste our fruit, they're going to go, oh, yuck. What's the matter with him? What's the matter with her? On the other hand, we have this capacity. We have this ability to have a relationship with Jesus. And Jesus said, you know, you believe in me. You believe that I died for you, that I rose again for you. Just believe. Just look at me and believe. And I will pour my spirit into you. And my spirit is life. My words are life. I want you to have a new life. That's what Jesus was on about. Yes, an eternal life. But first, a new life here and now as a new creation. And he said, you hang with me, you walk with the Spirit, you spend time with me, you listen to my words, you take them to heart, you live them, and you aren't going to be able to help yourself. You're going to grow good fruit. Fruit that looks like love and joy and peace and patience, kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. Is there anyone who doesn't want fruit like that in their lives? Wouldn't it be wonderful to have patience? You know what impatience does? Rips us apart. Impatience ruins our day. When we throw a little tanty, just like a little two-year-old at the supermarket throws a fit because mum won't let him have the chocolate bar, that's what we do when we're impatient. And hey, I'm teaching myself here because I'm one of these people, as I said before, I love to get things done. And so I easily get impatient. God is, if he's this all-loving, all-powerful, and perfect God, a God of love, and we place our faith in him, we place our trust in him, we say, God, you know something? I actually don't want to be impatient anymore. I don't want to have my life ruined. Can I pull up close to you, God? Can I hang with you? Can I spend time with you? Can you take this impatience away from me? What does he do? Does he punish us? Does he say, no, absolutely not, Bernie. You go and suffer your impatience out. He says, no, actually, that's what I died for. That's what I gave you my son Jesus for. That's why I've poured my Holy Spirit into you. You take the gifts that I give you from faith, and I will grow fruit in your life that is full of patience. I can't change my impatience. You know, I've tried. I've tried telling myself, Bernie, don't be impatient. I've tried to change myself, but I can't. And it's not that I'm dumb. I'm not. It's not that I don't try. I do. The old King James translation of the Bible doesn't use the word patience. It uses the term long-suffering. That means that when I get impatient with someone, what Jesus puts into me is the Spirit of God, which is long-suffering. And I put up with how and who and when for a long time. The Bible says God is slow to anger. And if that's his nature, if God is a patient God, if God is patient with you and me, as we drink in that goodness, when we drink in his patience, we experience his patience when we consistently make the same mistake again and we go to God and say, God, just forgive me. And we taste his patience. It ends up, you can't help it. We end up looking at other people and say, well, if God was patient with me, how can I not be patient with them? How can I not let them make mistakes? How can I not let them have time to learn? How can I not love them through those times and guide them and steer them and help them and support them? Impatience is human nature. It's my way. Patience is the most unnatural thing in the world, and it's God's way. And when we drink in God's patience for us, his forgiveness, then the fruit that gradually and naturally grows on our branches is the fruit of patience.
Remind you that if you have a prayer need, we would love to pray for you. Listen, the only sort of prayer that the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. Just let that sink in. The only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. So if you'd like us to pray with you, in fact, if you'd like our whole prayer community to pray with you, stop by online at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request. It's completely confidential. Your name won't be displayed. And in fact, while you're there, perhaps you could pray for one or two others and leave them an encouraging word. The Bible says that the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. So let us pray for you and with you. And let's just see what God does, how he intervenes, how he chooses to bless you. That web address again is powerfulprayer.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time Monday, with a different perspective.